It's not often we bring guests on this early, but as Greg's about to tell you, it's just easier for our next guest to join us early because he is a busy, busy guy.
You're not joking, Brett McGarry. He's a Winnipeg psychologist. He's a community and cultural advocate. He's a published author, and now with his first crack at fiction writing, he's a bestseller. Holy moly.
The book is called Gin in the Family, and the author is Dr. Raymond Abdirahman, who joins us now on The Start. Raymond, hello there, sir.
Good morning. How are you, folks?
Doing great, man. Nice to talk to you again. So before we ask you about the experience of writing this, I kind of have an idea, but what is a gin?
A jinn is a spiritual being. We know them most commonly as genies, like Aladdin and his genie from the lamp. Genie is actually just mispronounced in Arabic. It's pronounced jinni, which is a singular, powerful jinn. And jinn is plural or singular, depending on how you use it.
So the synopsis of this book is quite fascinating. What was the inspiration?
I've been sitting on this book since I was 21. And I was like, I have a big birthday coming up this year. And I was like, damn it, this is the year I'm going to actually finish this thing. But a lot changes. The inspiration has been initially was just about just kind of making sure I kind of recorded some folklore. But as time went, it was important to tell stories that were, you know, outside a Eurocentric white perspective and to share the richness of storytelling that comes from other cultures. And you know, folks, I give a TED Talks about, you know, but where are you really from? And this book actually non-sarcastically answers that question.
Okay. So in terms of Gin and the Family, what's the book about?
Well, it's about, a Western trained psychologist. So who goes back to visit and do some work, in Zanzibar. And in that process is challenged from his, you know, scientific perspectives on mental health and science with some supernatural experiences that he tries to come to terms with. And that's the purpose of the book.
Is it pure fiction or is there a little bit of personal experience in there?
Well, every author pulls from real life experiences. I mean, I did travel. I taught in Zanzibar and Dar es Salaam for 10 years back and forth. And so did have some very interesting experiences working abroad there and met and got to know family quite well. So there is family folklore and some interesting personal experiences that I had working abroad. But the thing that pulls it all together is the fiction, right? And so I think to me that was the interesting piece is that many times, I mean, regardless of where we all come from, you know, many of us have had some interesting and spooky experiences that we often try to explain away, right? We get really kind of held down from, you know, it's ridiculous for us to believe that ghosts exist or spirits exist. And so we pass it away. And this entire book is like, you know, is this back and forth this main character does. It's like, is this real? Does this occur? So just in time for Halloween, I suppose it's a good time to release this book.
And I understand you are already a bestseller digitally. Like, doesn't the book officially come out today?
Yeah. So the book, the hard copies come out today. It was released on Kindle several weeks ago and I was really surprised to be honest. I had, somebody who follows me on, Instagram sent me a screen capture. It was like, by the way, you're a number one seller here on Kindle. So I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, but yes, that happened as well.
Well, congratulations. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to flex your brain muscles in a different fashion. Are you planning to write some more fiction later on, Raymond?
Yeah, I have some ideas about follow-ups to this book because I think that there's a lot more stories to tell. I used to write like poetry a long time ago and had published on that, but this was kind of like the first foray into that. And I'm really hoping to do more. If this goes well, I'll probably keep going.
And you've also been getting some rather glowing reviews, including, was it from Hawaii?
Yeah, the tribal king of the kingdom of Atui in Hawaii was kind enough to write me a review. So he read the book and last night sent me a very nice review.
How surprising was that?
It was, well, I met him when I did some work with the American Psych Association, and I was visiting the United Nations, and he was there, and somebody pointed over and like, that guy is the king of Hawaii. I'm like, well, damn it, I'm going to go say hello. So I went and said hello, and him and I got to talking, and we've been chatting back and forth for a while. And so there's an element of like ancestral knowledge in this book, you know, and that's something a lot of indigenous people often talk about, people from other cultures talk about. And I was like, you know, this, I think it resonates. And so I asked, you know, if he would be willing to read the book and write a review. And he said, yes. And he sent it in yesterday.
Well, Raymond, you know, and you mentioned that you wanted to make sure that stories are told from a different, you know, different cultures and different perspectives. That's honestly been one of the, I think for me, one of the real joys of, you know, as much as streaming is kind of blowing up traditional media, having access to shows from around the world in different languages, different countries, different sensibilities. It's been a true joy. Like, you know, people say, well, you watch the show with subtitles? I'm like, yeah, I want to hear their language. Yeah. And it might be a 6-episode television show, but it's a fascinating peek into another part of the world.
Well, it is. I think stories really allow us to gain an understanding and a viewpoint, right? I mean, we often hear from the perspectives of different characters. We kind of live the lives through that character's perspective, you know, be it a book or a film or a television. And I think those are really important. As a side note, I actually wrote another book that was released this summer called, well, I was a co-author, Movies, Miniseries, and Multiculturalism. And it actually talks about films and television that allow us to get this different cultural perspective. And so I think stories are critical. And so I'm glad you're watching, and I hope a lot of people are watching that stuff.
The book is called Gin in the Family. The hard copies are coming out today. Where will people be able to pick up a copy?
You can get them on Amazon for sure, but it's always nice to support local bookshops. So a lot of local bookshops, McNally Robinson has some right now. The Canadian Museum for Human Rights will be carrying them. It's actually also where we will be doing the book launch for this on October 19th. If people would like to attend that, they can RSVP at leadwithdiversity.com/gin. That's G-I-N-N. And there's an RSVP link in there, October 19th from 1 to 2:30.
Dr. Raymond Abdirahman, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. And congrats on the success so far with this book.
Thank you very much.
Gin in the Family is the name of the book. It's out now on hard copy, but also available digitally, where it's currently a bestseller on Kindle.
One of our favorite guests that we've ever had on this program over the years. So huge congratulations to Raymond.